going to start this morning by asking you to take a look around at the other people that are sitting here with you. I know it can feel awkward and embarrassing, but the minister is telling you to, so it's okay. Try to catch people's eyes. If you have sunglasses on, maybe for a moment, if you can, take them off. Look at people in the eyes. Smile at people. Notice people's faces. Hold a gaze longer than maybe it is comfortable. There may be people here who you have never laid eyes on before, especially if you're newer. Maybe you see someone that you spoke to once and you'd like to again if you are given the chance. Maybe you have been coming here for years, and as you look around, you see someone who has been with you through a tender time in your life. Or maybe it was you who supported them. As you look around the room, your eyes are telling you that you are seeing the other people seated around you. But I'm going to suggest that you are not. Not really. There is so much more to each of the people in this room that can ever be seen with the eyes alone. When we enter into this community, we each bring with us our life histories, the memories that we have cherished or suppressed from our childhood, the places that we've lived and visited, the work we've done, and the hobbies that we have picked up along the way. We are each shaped by all the causes that we have stood for and the gods that we have knelt before, all the books we've read and the poems we have written, all the times our hearts were broken to pieces, and all the people who have loved us into our best selves and have held us together when our lives fell apart. All of these things and so much more are woven into the fabric of our beings. Then we come together and form this religious community, a convergence of numerous individual histories and experiences. In nature, a convergence is a place where rivers or streams come together. It's a place where temperatures and pH levels, life forms, and particulates mix and mingle. The area of convergence is never dull. Things are no longer as they were for each of the tributaries. It is a locus of turmoil where things get shaken up and called into question. In order to form this one body, our community, we each pour together the unique blend of our histories and experiences. Along with our skills and talents, we cannot help but include our past hurts and the ways that we have learned to protect ourselves from future pain. This combination of traits we call our personalities. When a wide variety of ideas, styles, and personalities converge, it can get rather tumultuous. A congregation is much more like a river than a lake. We are always in motion. Each year, we welcome new members and we say goodbye to old friends. Each of our spiritual lives are ever shifting as well. Our theologies and philosophies are always growing and changing based on our experiences, new ideas, and new ways of seeing things. Those of you who are newer, I'll tell you right up front that we don't always float placidly downstream. I'm new to this congregation, but I'm just going to take a wild guess. In every community, there are sometimes class 5 rapids. Times when it gets a little exciting and a little scary. But it is also true that when we hold on tight to one another and keep our vision trained on the river ahead, we will not only make it through, but be made stronger and more resilient in the process. The places where two or more ecosystems converge are the places that support the most activity and diversity of life forms. That's where all the action is. The site of evolutionary change. In my experience, areas of resistance and confrontation offer rich opportunities for personal growth. I'm sure all of you have at least one person in your life who challenges you, who knows how to push your buttons. It is sometimes the turbulent relationships in our lives that invite us to face our own blind spots and weak areas. Here in this congregation, at this convergence of so many life streams, we have a unique opportunity. Like a body of water, we can trust this community to nourish and support many different expressions of life. Here, all of our histories and experiences, our egos and personalities are received. In this community, we can make mistakes. We can learn to express our regret to one another and practice forgiveness. Congregational life can be deeply rewarding. In this community, we nurture and support one another through illnesses and loss. We celebrate with one another when babies are born and the test results say the cancer is gone. You may have already discovered the particular service to others that brings you joy, or found some comrades in your crusade to bring beloved community here on earth. And it can also be challenging. Congregations give us the opportunity to engage on a regular basis with folks we might not otherwise. At times, our personalities and communication styles can come into conflict. Sometimes we must recall one another to our covenant of right relations and encourage those mired in conflict to work things out together. And yet here we all are. Each of you has chosen to pour your life together with these others in this community of faith to be transformed and to bring justice and healing to the world. Let us use this precious opportunity to learn and to grow, to open our hearts even wider than we thought possible, and to love one another and ourselves into our highest possible expression. When you look at the other people in this community, try to see underneath what your eyes tell you is there. Look beyond colors and textures. See past clothing, styles, and physical abilities. Look even deeper than the person's emotional expression. Anything your eyes can see only tells a very small portion of the whole story. As we come back together in this new church year, let us endeavor to truly see one another. May we look deeply in order to encounter the divine spark of the holy, that indwelling spirit of love that runs like a current through each and every one of us. Namaste, amen, and blessed be.